Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Bishop John Porter from City of Victory. Amen. Filling in for Apostle Gloria Porter. Praise the Lord. And I want to say thank you, and you, you, and you for tuning in. Amen. This morning, amen, to be with us on time to talk about it. Praise the Lord. Amen. We just thank God for another day that He has made. And we want to just rejoice and be glad in it. And at this time, and praise God, we're going to turn it over to Sister Diane, amen, for prayer.
Hallelujah. We bless your name. We magnify your name. Father God, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, giving you all honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name, Father. Father God, as we come before you this day, asking you, Lord, Father God, for forgiveness, Lord, Father God, of any sin, Lord, Father God, that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, Father God, knowingly and unknowingly, Lord, Father God. We ask you today, Lord, Father God, for your forgiveness, Lord, Father, for those, Lord, Father God, that we are praying for, Lord, Father God, any sin, Father God, they have committed against you, Lord, Father God. Thought, deeds, actions, Father God, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for your forgiveness, Lord, Father God. Have mercy right now in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, giving you honor, glory, and praise, Lord, Father. Thanking you, Father God, for your healing this day, Lord, Father God. Thanking you right now, Father God, for your peace right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father God, we come before you, Lord, Father God, holding the woman of God, Lord, Father God, Apostle Porter before you, Lord, Father. Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for covering her right now, Father God, under the blood right now, Lord, Father. We thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for your shield of protection, Lord, Father. We thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for your goodness and your mercy, Lord, Father. Father God, touch her right now, Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father God, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to touch, Father God, Shirley right now, Lord, that's in the hospital right now, Lord, Father. Father God, you know what she needs right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for your healing, Lord, Father God. We thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for each and every doctor, each and every nurse, Father God. Father God, that is attending to her, Lord, Father God. Touch her family right now, Lord, Father. Give them the peace, Lord, Father God, that they need, Lord, Father God. And, Father God, let them, Lord, Father God, join together, Lord, Father God, and seek your face, Lord, Father God, and pray to you, Lord, Father God, like never before, Lord, Father God. Father God, we thank you for working it out for them right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, we continue to pray for the Cox family, Lord, Father God. Oh, Father God, strengthen them right now, Lord, Father God, on their loss of their loved ones right now, Lord, Father. Father God, give them, Lord, Father God, the comfort, Lord, Father God. You say, Lord, Father God, that you will not leave us comfortless, Lord, Father. And we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for your comfort, Lord, Father God. Going forth, Lord, Father God, we thank you for healing and deliverance, Lord, Father God. Those, Lord, Father God, that don't know you, Lord, Father God. Father God, today, Father, we seek your face, Lord, Father God, on their behalf, Lord, Father God. Praying, Lord, Father God. Father God, that they don't go, Lord, Father God, to their grave, Lord, Father God, to a sinless, Lord, Father God, grave, Lord, Father God. But, Father God, we ask you, Father God, to touch them, heal them, touch their minds, touch their hearts right now, Lord, Father God. Father God, we pray today, Lord, Father God, for Pastor Dungy, Lord, Father God. Also, Lord, Father God, continue, Lord, Father God, to touch her, Lord, Father God, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet right now, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for strength, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for shielding and protecting her, Lord, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Touch, Lord, Father. Continue, Lord, Father God, to just have your way right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray for Chris right now, Deacon Chris right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father God, from the crown of his head, Lord, Father God, to the soles of his feet right now, Lord, Father. We speak strength to him also right now, Lord, Father. We speak life right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father God, we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God. Oh, Father God, for life and that more abundantly right now, Lord, Father God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord, Father. We glorify your name, Lord, Father. Father God, we know that you send your only begotten Son, Father God, to die, Lord, Father God, on the cross for our sins, Lord, Father. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, Father. Father God, we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for each and every stripe, Lord, Father God, that he took for us, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for each and every sickness, Lord, Father God, being healed right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father God, touch each and every person, Father God, upon this broadcast today, Lord, Father God. Father God, you know what they need. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for salvation, Lord, Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, that those, Lord, Father God, that will press the one, Lord, Father God, and ask, Lord, Father God, for them to be led, Lord, Father God, to you, Lord, Father. Let them not be ashamed, Lord, Father God. Father God, you say, Lord, Father God, if we are ashamed of you, Lord, Father God, you will be ashamed, Lord, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for your goodness and your mercy, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for being that God of second chances, Lord, Father. Mercy today, Lord, Father God. Mercy today, Father God, upon your people, Lord, Father God. Father God, mercy today, Lord, Father God, upon your leaders, Lord, Father. Father God, those, Lord, Father God, that are looking to give up, Lord, Father God. Have mercy, Lord, Father God. We speak strength right now to them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Oh, Father God, give them that will, Lord, Father God. Father God, help them, Lord, Father God, to stand, Lord, Father God, upon your word, Lord, Father God. Father God, we bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name, Lord. Father God, we give this broadcast back to you right now, Lord, Father. And Father God, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to show up and show out, Lord, Father. Father God, use whoever you want to use, Lord, Father God. We thanking you right now, Lord, Father God. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now, Lord, Father, canceling all assignments right now, Lord, Father God, that were sent towards this broadcast, Lord. Father God, against, Lord, Father God, anyone speaking, Lord, Father God, in this broadcast, Lord, Father God, to listeners right now, Lord, Father God, we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, take your flight right now in the name of Jesus, for the blood of Jesus is against you right now in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus right now in the name of Jesus. Jesus, 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 we're just thanking you right now, Lord, Father God. We bless your name, Lord, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we bless your name this day, Lord, Father. Father God, I ask you this day, Lord, Father God. Father God, to decrease, Lord, Father God, my bishop and my pastor right now, Lord, Father God. Father God, as they bring forth the word, Lord, Father God, decrease them, Lord, Father God, as you increase in them, Lord, Father God. Cover them under the blood right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. And Father God, we be careful to give you all honor, glory, and praise, Lord, that is the one to your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for Sister Diane and man and that prayer, because we realize that prayer will change things. He is a praying God. He said, man shall always pray and not faint. Man, we just thank God, amen, for how he's yet moving and destroying yokes on our behalf. And we give him praise. I'm going to give you, and praise God, a word for today. The best way to get rid of most of your pain is to take pain, to lose yourself in service to others. Oh, I like that. I'm going to read it again.
Yes.
The best way to get rid of you of most of your pain is to take pain, to lose yourself in service to others. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just thank God, amen, for that. Praise God. And on yesterday, we was talking about the tongue, amen, and how, amen, unruly, amen, it is, and full of deadly poison. And I want to take back up again in James, the book of James in chapter 3. And I'm going to begin reading at verse 8. But the tongue can no man tame. It is unruly evil, and full of deadly poison. Praise God. Now, the Bible tells us that no man can tame the tongue. No man. Praise God. Now, if no man can tame the tongue, who can? Our Lord and our Savior. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Man, but it's something, amen, that we must do. You're not going to do it all. I was listening at the prayer, praise God, from Sister Diane. Amen. The Lord said, if you draw nigh to him, he will draw nigh to thee. And he know what we need, praise the Lord, even before we ask. But he said, ask. Am I right? Now, if no human can control the tongue, we know our Lord and our Savior. He's able. Come on, somebody. Now, we try, amen, to help people out, to tell them how to do and how to act. And am I right? We do all these things. But even though we may not have the perfect or the right method of trying to go about it that way, praise God, to try to control the tongue, the Holy Spirit will be our helper. It will be our guide. It will be our teacher to give us that, what, self-control, praise the Lord, that we need, amen, to tame that unruly evil with full of deadly poison, that little thing in our mouth. Praise God. I think I said it on yesterday. God give us two eyes. He give us two ears. He give us one nose, but we have two nostrils. But he give us only one tongue. Why is that? Why? The scripture say, be swift to hear and be what? Slow to speak. Praise God. But if we tell the truth about it, it's the other way around. Am I right? Mm-hmm. Come on now. Now, the Holy Spirit will give us increased power to monitor and control what we say. Praise God. Why? Because they say, don't say that. Mm-hmm. Hold your peace. Praise God. Man, and we will think twice before we speak. You heard that? Mm-hmm. And so ain't you glad about that? Praise God. Now you see why vital and why it's so important. Praise God that we need the Holy Spirit to guide us, to direct us, to keep us from speaking curses, praise God, upon ourselves. Now, I'm going to go a little bit further. Verse 10 say, out of the same mouth proceed blessings and curses. My brothers, these things are not so to be. Now, you can't, and we do it. Come on now. We speak blessings one day, and then we speak cursing on ourselves the other day. We speak negative, and we speak positive. Come on now. But we have to be so mindful. Praise God. Amen. Because the mouth, praise God, is very, very powerful in our walk, in this Christian walk, in our world today. Praise God. Man, I'm glad, amen, that our Lord and Savior give us power. Praise God. He gives us the keys. The keys represent authority in the Word of God. Am I right? And he gives us the power. God to speak, praise God, life on ourselves, praise God, or we can speak death on ourselves. And he said in his word, whatever we bind on earth, he said he will bind it in heaven. He said whatever we loose on earth, he said he will loose it in heaven. So we got to be so mindful. We cannot have both now. Verse 11 says, does a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? We can't get that out of the same fountain. Help me something. Am I right? The same with fresh water and salt water. You cannot get them out the same pond or the same lake or the same ocean. They are divided. They are different. Praise God. If you want saltwater fishing, you got to go where the saltwater at. Am I right? If you want fresh water fishing, you have to go to the fresh water. Praise God. And no neither going way the fish is not there. So I often tell the church, as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Does a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Okay. I'm going to skip down to verse number 14. And these are some more things that hurt ourselves when we cannot control our tongue. Verse 14, but if you have bitter envy and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We got to be so mindful. You know, Jesus said over in St. Mark chapter 7, and praise the Lord. And verse 15, he said, there's nothing from without a man that enter into him can defile him. But the things which come out of him, those are they that defiles the man. Praise God. That's what's come out of our hearts. And what's in our heart, you're going to speak it out of your mouth. Come on, am I right? Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, verse 16, Jesus said, if any man have an ear to hear, let him do what? Let him hear. Somebody need to hear, praise God, today. And this is what's hurting so many people today, praise God, in our society. I want to say amen, even in our families, in our churches, even on our jobs. Praise God. And it can be in every walk of life. Praise God. This tongue, praise God, can no man tame. It's very unruly and full of deadly poison. And it have hurt, praise God, a lot of people. Praise God. People have been scarred. People have been wounded. Families, marriages have been tore up. And divorces have come about, praise God, and bitterness caused in families, praise God, and been divided and separated. Why? Because of what's come out of the heart of man. Now watch this. In verse number 18, and he said unto them, are ye so without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatsoever things from without enter into the man, it cannot defile him? In other words, what we eat, sometimes we get a little gas. We get indigestion. Come on now. Or you may get some food poison if it's you put the wrong thing in there. Come on, somebody. Verse 19 say, but because it enter not into his heart, but into the belly, and goes out into the drawth, and purges all meat. Now, verse 20 say, and he said, that which come out of the man, that defiles him. From within, out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts, adultery, fornication, murders, thieves, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defiles the man. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, spoke these words. He said, it's not what goes in, but it's what come out of the heart. And what's come out of your heart, you will speak it. Praise God. So we, as a people of God, we must speak life, amen, not only amongst ourselves, praise God, but our families and, praise God, our churches and even, amen, every ground that our feet tread upon, praise God, and everything that our hand touch, it's his will that we prosper. Be in good health as our soul prosper, praise God. But we have to be so mindful of what we say, praise God, in our daily walk, amen, in this Christian walk today, praise the Lord. Amen, we have to be so mindful. I want to go back to James, praise God, and I want to pick up in verse number 15. This wisdom descend not from above, but it is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where evil and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. See how the enemy works in the spirit realm now? And he will use you to speak it out of your mouth when it enter into your heart. And Jesus said that what goes out is what defiles the man. Praise God. And, you know, oftentimes we talking with people and say, tell me what's on your mind. And when they tell you, you get upset about it. So we got to be so mindful. Praise God. I mean, you know, pray and ask God to give us wisdom with our tongue. Praise God. Because verse 17 said like this, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Ain't you glad, amen, that we serve a God that is a peaceful God? And he said, well, there's confusion and all these other evil works, praise God, is of the devil. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And this is the work of the enemy. And then you had people cause it right in the churches, in our families, and on the jobs. The enemy always wants to divide and conquer. Praise God. And how do we do it? With the tongue, backbiting, pulling each other down. Why we cannot speak life, praise God, to one another? Encouragement to one another. Why can't we speak these things, amen, to each other? Jesus said, love ye one another as I have did what? Love you, praise God. What greater love than this? Than a man lay down his life, for he called us his friends. Praise God. Oh, you may say, well, I don't have no friend. Jesus said, what, a friend? Oh, we have in Jesus. That's what the songwriter say. Amen. We have a mighty, mighty good friend in Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I often say all the time, you may be the black sheep of your family. Praise God. People may talk about you, scandalize your name, pull you down, do all manner of evil against you. But as one person love you, Jesus love you. Praise God. Oh, he love you with an everlasting love. Praise God. And I'm glad about it today. Oh, that's enough to make you shout right there. Praise God. He loved you. He loved you with an everlasting love. And you know, he say what he do for one, he do for all. He have no respect of person. Praise the Lord. Ain't no big eyes and no little U's. Pray, ain't you glad about that, somebody? Oh, he said, amen, that what he do, amen, for one family. And his will that every family in the earth be blessed. Praise the Lord. He's looking, praise God, amen, at you and I, praise God, on this daily walk. And I thank God that he searches the heart, knows what's in the mind of our spirit. Praise God. But he's always right there, and he will bring us out. He say, I'll bring you out with a mighty hand. But bitterness and jealousy and selfish ambition are inspired by the devil. Praise God. And he'll make you say things out of your mouth and have you regretting it down the road. But once you say it, you know, you can't take it back. Come on now. And you can make a wound and cause pain in people's lives that would never be able to recover. Jesus is the only one, praise God, can heal that wound, praise God. And sometimes, often once they make that wound, they continue to put salt in it. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Instead of something sweet, praise God. But we have to learn as a people of God, amen, to do as Jesus did. Help those, oh God, and speak life, praise God, on each other, praise God. Speak life to yourself, praise God. You are somebody in the eyesight of God Almighty. Said in a Bible study the other night that we are special people unto him. That don't make us better, but we are special. And I thank God that we are peculiar, praise God. That's why he said we are in the world, but we're not of it. And I'm glad about it today, amen, that he's always right there. Praise God. He know how to deliver the righteous from the unrighteous. He know how to deliver the godly from the ungodly. Praise the Lord. And he's always right there with outstretched arms, saying, whosoever will, let him come. And if you come, he said, he will in no wise cast you out. Praise the Lord. I thank God. All our speech, praise God, should be motivated by our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. And he will give us that godly wisdom that we need to speak things as not as though they were. And we can use it with our tongue. Praise God. We can speak, amen, things into existence. Look at the power that he helped give us. Praise God, to speak it with our mouth. But we have to learn, praise God, how, amen, to control it. And to speak it, praise God, and to operate it. This is what the Word of God is here for. Praise God. You can read it, study it, you can do all those things. But if you don't know how to operate, amen, the Word of God, praise God, you're yet going to be in trouble. This is why the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight, but by what we feel. And if we tell the truth about it, this is what's going on, praise God. Amen. And then we speak, amen, it. Heartaches on ourselves all the time. How you feel today? I don't feel so good. You know, next thing you know, you done got sick unto death. Praise God. But thank God, amen, that God is able, amen, to do abundantly and above that all that we can ask or think, according to the power that lies where? Within us. Am I right? So we can speak, amen, the things of God, purity. We can speak peace. We can speak mercy, goodness, sincereness. And we can be impartial. Praise the Lord. We don't have to be prejudiced, praise God, or towards one another. Praise God. We don't have to be jealous towards one another. Praise God. Man, rejoice. He said, when one get blessed, we all should rejoice. Praise God. We all shall, praise God, be glad when somebody get blessed, praise God, and continue to lift them up, to bring them out. God have brought them out to mock and to mar clay and set their feet, praise God, upon solid ground, on that solid rock which is Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad about that today? Praise God. But that tongue, praise God, we have to be so mindful, amen, about our tongue. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, I think we mentioned yesterday about putting a bit in a horse mouth, that you be able to turn the horse either to the left or to the right. You got to wherever you turn that bit and that rein, that horse going to go that way. Praise God. It turns that whole body. Praise God. So we have to learn to put a bit in our mouth, and that's the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Would y'all agree with that? Come on, somebody talk to me. Man, you can call in if you like to. It's time to talk about it. And the number, praise God, is 347-857-3925. We just like to get feedback, want to hear what you have to say. Praise God. Amen. He said, by his stripe, we are already healed. We are already delivered. Praise God. Let's speak it. Amen. Today, praise God. The enemy always come out to kill, steal, and to destroy. But thank God, Jesus said, but I come where you may have life and have it more abundantly. Praise God. Our faith, amen, is in our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Have faith in God. Amen. But you got to speak these things. Am I right? Oh, praise the Lord. And if you speak it, praise God, he will, amen, bring you out. He will do great things, amen, in our lives. Praise God. I was just thinking on this morning, amen, how, amen, God is able, praise God, to do all things. And there is nothing that he cannot do. Praise God. He's always right there. Praise God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of our knowledge, but fools despise the wisdom and instruction of our Almighty God. Praise God. So we have to walk, amen, in the counsel of our Almighty Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God, because he's always right there. But let's use our tongues, praise God, for some good things. Praise God. And not for, amen, bad things and hurting one another, praise God. You know, there's so much evil, amen, is lurking, amen, in our society today, praise God. And if we don't get be so mindful, amen, Pastor Sharon said all the time, we have to pay attention, amen, to the plan of the enemy, praise God, to have us thinking evil thoughts, praise God, for no reason. Of all. Am I right? Praise God. But we have to learn, amen. The scriptures say, follow peace with all men. Holiness without, which no man shall see the Lord. And that's in you and I. Praise God. When they know, amen. Say, why are you so quiet? Praise God. You have learned to control that tongue. You know, I like that. I like that. Praise the Lord. Amen. You have learned, praise God, to control that tongue when you are quiet. Amen. And when you tell me when you're moaning, the devil don't know what you're talking about or what you're saying. Oh, praise the Lord. Ain't God good? He always gives us a way out. I'm glad about it, Pastor. I'm glad about it. Yo, I feel something here. God always gives you a way out. Praise God. He'll give you a way out. He always will bring you out with a mighty hand. Praise God. He do great things, praise God, in your life. Praise God. If you follow his instructions, follow, amen, and be obedient to his word. Praise God. He'll give you a way out. Come on, somebody. Praise God. Oh, he's blessing somebody right now. He's encouraging somebody hard. Ain't you glad about that? That's why he say, trust in the Lord with all our hearts. Lean not unto thy own understanding. He said, but in all thy ways acknowledge what? Him. Come on. And he shall direct thy path. And if your mouth is, you're talking too much, say, Lord, I'm talking too much and I'm saying the wrong thing. Teach me your way. Teach me what to say. Teach me how to say it. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise God. Uh-huh. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord. It's me, Lord, that stand in the need of prayer.
It's not my mama, not my father, sisters, not brother, but it's me, oh Lord. Come on, open up your mouth and talk to her. He said, be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to the neighbor and the marrow to thy bone. Oh, praise God. You see, he always gives us a way out. I want to say amen to you and you. Amen. Today, it's a way out for everything in this Bible but one. And you know what that is, Sister Diane? You can't get out of salvation. Oh, he said that you must be born again. Oh, that's essential. No way you can wiggle out it. Praise God. There's no way that you can turn. You know, I want to share 13 things with y'all about Satan's lies and people speaking with their tongue. All people will go to heaven without Jesus. That's lie number one. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man go to the Father but by me. So when you, amen, do you believe Jesus or do you going to believe this lie? Lie number two, there is no God or devil. You heard people say that. Come on now. And they said it with their tongue. They said it with their tongue. I'm going to say it again. They said with their tongue, there is no God, no devil. Lie number three, there is no heaven or hell. Come on now. Are y'all with me? Praise the Lord. I'm going to go deeper. Lie number four, the Bible was just a book written by men. And they saying it with their tongue. We talking about the tongue. It's full of evil. Come on now. And unruly. And every evil work. That tongue. Lie number five. Religion was thought up by man or men to control the mass. Come on now. Lie number six. Man evolved. Lie number seven. I believe some of the Bible is true. And I don't take it so literally. I'm okay. Come on now. We're talking about lies. I ain't through yet. It get better. Lie number eight. I can get to heaven on my own good behavior of merits. Come on. Are y'all with me? Oh, yes, Lord. Come on. Lie number nine. They say this with their tongue. I am good, and I will be good and help it. Help others. This is called works. That's lie number nine. Lie 10. I believe in God, but I don't think I need to ask Jesus into my heart because there's many ways to him. Come on now. Lie number 11. I believe there is a God. I believe in God. This cross or Jesus thing is not for me. Come on now. Lie number 12. I believe in God and his son and what Jesus did. I am good and that's good enough. Lie 13. I believe Jesus was just a prophet sent by God. And this is what that tongue is telling folk. Praise God. And what lurks in the hearts of men is these lies. Praise God. But don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Oh, he's coming up again. Praise God. That's why Jesus said, today you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Today is the day of salvation. Oh, come out from among them and be separate, said the Lord. He said, then he'll be your God. And we'll be his sons and daughters. Oh, he's looking today. Praise God. And ain't you glad that he searches the heart, knows what's in the minds of our spirit. Oh, he want to bring you out. Praise God. But are you going to believe these lies? And he's yet lurking in our society, in our land today. Praise God. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. Oh, we need a Savior today. Praise God. Amen. And Jesus said he couldn't fail. He said, I got power to lay my life down, and I got power to pick it up again. Oh, praise the Lord. He's God all by himself. He's God the Father, he's God the Son, and he's God the blessed Holy Ghost. And some men don't even believe that. How can he be God the Father, Son, and the blessed Holy Ghost? All three wrapped up in one. Praise God. I'm glad about it today. Amen. Oh, ain't you glad that he brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light? But you got to use that same tongue that the lies is saying, praise God, to be able to get from earth to glory, because you got to receive him. Praise God. All you got to do is repent, amen, for the remission of your sins, and say, I receive you, Lord, into my heart from this day and forevermore. Praise God. And Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit, and he'll do just that. He'll do just that. Oh, he'll bring you out. He'll open doors for you. He'll make a way out of no way. Praise God. Oh, he'll do great things. Praise God. Oh, he's always right there for reconsideration. Oh, he'll bring you out. He'll do it. He's doing it right now. That's why he says his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. Praise God. But don't believe these lies, praise God. And man is speaking it with their tongue, with their mouth. They're speaking these lies, praise God. Lie number 13, I believe Jesus was just a prophet sent by God. He was more than a prophet. Come on, somebody. He was God himself. Oh, I don't believe that. That's your problem. Amen. He ain't going to take the word, praise God. He said, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not what? Perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Praise God. Praise God. Do you want everlasting life? You got to receive him today. Praise the Lord. You got to receive him. Praise God. Verse 17, for God sent not his son now into the world to what? To condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. I just want to share it with you. Amen. I didn't say it now. Jesus is saying these words. Praise God. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. He didn't come to condemn it. Now, these are the words of Jesus. He spoke it with his mouth. Who are you going to believe? You're going to believe man, or you're going to believe Jesus? Huh? The words speak. He said they life. All praise God. Verse 18. He that believe on him is not condemned. Look at that. But he that believe not is condemned already. See, you're already condemned if you believe he lies. But I just read now, and I read 13 of them to you. Come on, somebody. It's tight, but it's right. It's tight. Oh, yes. Truth is very narrow-minded. It's very, very narrow-minded. See? Ain't you glad about that? See? 2 + 2 = 4. I don't care where you go. You can go east, west, north, and south. You're not going to get nothing out 2 + 2 but what? 4. That's all. Praise the Lord. Water freeze at 32 degrees. Truth. Am I right? Water boil at 120 degrees. Truth. So as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. All praise the Lord. Because he have not. Now watch this. He, verse 18 says, he that believe on him is not condemned, but he that believe not is condemned already, because he have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. See, you know, I told you earlier about what come out the heart of men. See? And they speaking it with their tongue, talking about that unruly, full of deadly poison. See? And the devil will have you thinking you right, and have you on the way to hell all at the same time. Everything good to you ain't good for you. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But Jesus loves you today. I'm speaking life on you. I'm speaking blessing to you. Praise God. I'm talking about spiritual blessing. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. And he said, all these other things will be added. Praise God. He want to bless you. Praise God. Abundantly. That's why he came. He come to give you life. And he wants you to have the best of everything. See how I am speaking? Oh, he loves you today. Praise God. Well, what are you going to do for him? Are you going to serve him? Praise God. Pray. For everyone that does evil, hate the light. You ever seen roaches? You turn the light on, they get in a hole quick. That's what people do. They want, but now they done got so bored, now they're doing their evil in the daytime. Huh? I mean, that's what they're doing at night in the daytime. They used to wait till the sun go down. Am I right? That's what a roach do. You turn the light on roaches, you have a whole bunch of roaches. You ain't know you had that many roaches. Praise the Lord. For everyone that does evil hate the light, neither come to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that does truth come to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they were wrought in God. See? Ain't you glad you thank God that you ain't where you used to be? He done brought you out. And you know why? You took your tongue to confess your evil deeds and say, Lord, I accept you. And see, when you was honest from the heart, man, he turned things around for you. Now, do that mean that you're not gonna have no trials and tribulations and no trouble? No. Jesus said if they done it to a green tree, they're going to do it to a dry one. If they talked about him, they're going to talk about you. Man, the world don't love us. The world love their own. But thank God that we are in the world, but we're not of it. Oh, ain't you glad about it? Come on, give him some praise. He know how to deliver you. He know how to bring you out. But you got to use your tongue to speak life upon yourself, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. He is a merciful God. And he's doing great things, amen, today. Man, he always will bring you out with a mighty hand. Oh, he may not come when you're calling, but he's always on time. Isaiah 65 and 24, tell me why you're yet calling. He said he will answer. He said, why are you yet speaking? He said, you will hear. You got to open up your mouth, that tongue that we're talking about, and say, Lord, here I am. It's me that stand in the need of prayer. Lord, I believe your word. I believe if you spoke it, you are able to perform it. And he's doing great things now. That's why he says his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. Oh, he's drawing somebody. He said, no man can come to me except his spirit drawn. Oh, you know today is your day. Praise the Lord. Uh-huh. Come on. Don't be ashamed, praise God. Man, he said, if you be ashamed to own me before men, he said he'll be ashamed to own you before his Father, which is in heaven. Oh, I don't want the Lord to say, depart from me, your work was of iniquity. But I want to hear him say, come on up, thy good and faithful servant, enter in to the joy of the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Man, oh, it is a heaven and it is a hell. Praise God. Amen. Now, which way are you heading? That's the question today. Praise God. Which way are you heading? Praise God. Think about it. Lie number three, say there is no heaven or hell. But I'm here to tell you, they both here. People talking about, well, I'm in hell right here on earth. Oh, no, 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 no. When you don't believe, I tell you what, full of a tub up full of hot water. Don't put no cold water in it. Just fill it up full of hot water and get in it. See how long you can stay there. Or put some grease in the pot, a frying pan, and stick your hand in it. Come on now. Help me, somebody. See, so don't believe lie number three. There is a heaven and there is a hell. Praise God. Man. Oh, praise God. And Jesus died. Amen. He give us that highway to heaven. Praise God. I thank God, amen, for it today. Praise God. Amen, that he brought me out. Amen. And I can go glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm glad, Lord, what you've done for me. Oh, praise God. He's always right there. He said, I never leave you, not forsake you. He said, I'll be with you always till the end of the world. Praise God. But you got to use your tongue. How can you praise him? He said, let everything that have breath, and that's what he said,
amen,
praise ye the Lord. Oh, man, how you do it? You got to praise him with your tongue. Open up your mouth. Oh, it don't take all that. See, there's another lie. See? It do. It take all that and some more. Well, I ain't emotion. I tell you what, you get some money and a lot of it. I guarantee you say something there. Mm-hmm. Come on, somebody. Oh, but I thought you said you ain't had no emotion. Well, you know. I ain't no well, you know. You just told us a fib. That's what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Man. But, oh, can you praise him through hard times? Amen. But can you praise him through trials, tribulations?
Jesus.
Come on now. Can you praise him then? Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Huh? Can you do it? Oh, praise the Lord. And St. John chapter 6, verse 63. Watch this. It is the spirit that quickens. The flesh profit nothing. The word, see that? The word of our Lord and Savior, what he spoke with his tongue, the word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. All praise God. How much more can he do? I'm going to read it again. It is the spirit that quickens. That same spirit that rose Jesus from the dead will quicken our mortal body. Amen. I may not shout every time you shout, but oh, every now and then there's something in the inside. Oh, praise God. Make me go, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The flesh profits nothing. There's no good thing in this flesh, in our flesh. The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Oh, praise God. Oh, I thank God. Amen. Ain't you glad you're on the Lord's side? Amen. And thousands all over this country leaning on him. But he'll never, never give away. Praise God. Oh, thank you. Praise the Lord. Oh, you know, I feel pretty good now. Amen. I feel pretty good now. I feel pretty good now. Amen. But don't believe these lies. Amen. And it was 13 of them that I give you. Praise God. But don't believe Satan lies. Praise God. And man is speaking it with their tongue. That tongue is full of evil and deadly poison. Who can tame it? The word of God said no man can tame it. People have lost their lives behind that tongue. Praise God. My bishop that ordained me, Bishop Richard Givens, used to tell me all the time, he used to tell us, take 6 months, stand out of other folks' business, and 6 months taking care of yours. When you do that, the year will be over. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. We can start all over again. Praise God. Oh, we got a speaker here today. We're going to turn it over. Praise God. Hope you, praise God, gathered something, amen, out of what I said today. Praise God, to give you something to think about. Praise God. And how can we do it? Whatever we need, we can go to God in prayer, you know. And you can go to God for yourself. You know, it's good to pray with somebody else, because he said, well, there's two touching and agreeing on anything on this earth. He said he'll do it. But then you can go in private prayer, your personal prayer, and say, Lord, it's me. I need your help. Tame my tongue. Teach me what to say, how to say it, and when to say it. Oh, God. And everything will be all right. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad about that? Thank God. May heaven continue to smile on you. Jesus love you, and Bishop do too. Pastor Sharon. Thank you,
Jesus. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word from Bishop Porter today. I'll tell you, when he was talking about the tongue, and, you know, the tongue, right, is the littlest member in our body, right? But then when it really talks about is, it's not the, just the tongue by itself. It's the words that come forth. What does the member, your ears, you hear with your ears, right? With your eyes, you see. With your lips and with your teeth, you eat, right? Your feet, you walk with. So the tongue helps you to bring forth the words out of your mouth. And when the bishop was talking about the tongue, that the tongue can cause war, the tongue can cause a lot of things. And it takes that little member to bring forth a conversation. And you could look at it from both sides, right? Because, like you said, like the blessing, right, and curse. But both things cannot come out from the vessel, which is your body, the temple, at the same time. It's either you're speaking negative or you're either speaking positive. But they cannot be like one moment you're this way, one moment you're that. I mean, when you are in that position, then the word of the Lord will definitely come and find you to let you know it's time for you to do some self-evaluation. It's time for you to know who you are and what are you serving. You have to know for yourself that the word of God let us know life and death is comes out the power of the tongue. Amen. So we want to speak life today. And then when I was before God gave me like this little chapter, First Chronicles, it's about the tongue still. First Chronicles, the 21st chapter, starting at verse 1. And Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. And when you look at that, right, he provoked David to do something that he wasn't supposed to do. And what the word, isn't that the same thing for us? Something comes along in your life to provoke you to do other than what God says. And when the word provoke means to anger, to enrage, or to vex, to stir up, to arouse, or call forth, to incite or stimulate, to give rise. So Satan came to David and provoked him. So when you are being provoked, you either provoke you to anger, it provoke you to be mad,
And you hardly hear the word vex, right? Right? But vex and being mad or anger is the same thing. Or it stir you up, incite you to do something that if you had paid attention to, you would not have done it. Why? Because if you were paying attention, you will recognize it's the trap of the enemy. Why? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He comes to put you out there, and you the one out there running your mouth, cussing like a bandit. And then what? The right person walk upon you and hear you sing other than God bless you. Then what? He set you up. So it talks about, Chronicles talks about, and Satan stood up against David. It was Satan that came up against David to cause David to do something he did not, she know he was not supposed to do. And then verse 3 talks about Joab answered the Lord. The Lord made his people 100 times. David told him to go ahead now, and I want you to go and number the people. I want to know how many people there is. I want to know how many the army. I want you to go and count it. Why? Because there the Satan himself, not his imp, Satan came and provoked him, incite him, stir him up to do something he would not have done normally if he was in his right way of thinking. So Joab knew when David told him, he knew it wasn't supposed to be done. But because David was who? The king. And he respected the king. But then when you read on verse 5, when he went to do what David told him to do, right, he talks about in verse 6, right, he did not count 2 tribes, Levi and the Benjamin. Why? Because he knew the king word was abominable to Joab. He knew, something about it wasn't right. I guess he recognized, wait a minute, something about it was not right. I know who he is. I know he told me to go ahead and number, but something about it didn't sit right. Do you ever thought, was it the HG fire, the Holy Ghost stirring him up, letting him know, wait a minute. You know what the word of God says. You know what God told us to do. If we continue to be obedient to his word, he will come. Causes us to always be the winner. Why? Because in the book, this book, it talks about wars. We are in a spiritual warfare right now. It's war after war after war. So many things are going on. And in this war, you got to know when to speak and when to be silent. In this war, you have to know when to watch and when to pray. In this war, you need to know how to stand still and see the salvation of God. Why? Because the battle does not belong to you. It belongs to the Lord, and he will give you the right words to speak in the right season. Why? Because he's governing your tongue. Because when things come to provoke you, to incite you into anger, God will let you be aware and let you know, not now. Hold your peace. Hold your peace. Why? Because Satan came up against what? David, God anointed, God love David, God trust David, God's servant. The Satan came upon him. That lets me know he don't care who you are. He'll provoke you to do something, and you did not think twice about it. Because he does it in such a cunning way that you'll think it's your thought. You'll think that is your word. But it's not your word. It's the enemy speaking and causing you to do something that it seems so simple. Just like when Jesus, right, when Peter was telling him, Jesus, not so, but Jesus wasn't calling Peter the devil, right? He was calling the word that was coming out of his mouth that it was Satan. He recognized that it was Satan speaking that word. And the word to the ears may sound right, but then there's something in that word that stirs your spirit that says, there's something else behind that. You have to recognize when the enemy is at work. And you know what? Verse 7 talks about God was displeased, right? And he started to smoke. He destroyed it. He started to move and destroy. But then guess what happened? David realized what was going on. Why is it when the enemy gets you to finish doing his dirty work, your eyes are open? Don't you know he out there to make you shame? He tried to destroy you. He wants the people to do, I taught this and I taught that. Why? Because he came to his senses, right? He came to his right mind that, oh, my God, I've done a thing. Well, you say, well, how do you know that? Because in verse 17, he said, and David said unto God, is it not I that commanded the people to be numbered? Even I it is that have sinned and done evil indeed. But as for these sheep, what have they done? Let thine hand, I pray thee, O Lord, my God, be on me and on my father's house, but not on thy people, that they should be plagued. Come on now. That's what the enemy is all about. Just like when he came to Job. He spoke that word. We're still talking about that tongue, right?
Yeah.
The messenger of the enemy,
yeah.
Right? You sometimes have to ask, who sinned you? What? Who sinned you? What assignment did you come to do? Who sinned you? Why? Because it tells me about Job too, right? And then he said, you know, God said, have you tried him? And he said, you know what it's all about. You know he's going to always serve you. Why? Why? Because you have the hedge of protection around him. You know I can't touch him because, of course, he's going to serve you. You're doing this and that for him. Just that tongue again, right? That word, right? That word is being manifested, right? That same word we talk about, right? But then you got to pay attention. Is it an evil word or is it a good word? Is it a word to bring you into manifestation of what God has for your life, or is it a word that could bring you into processing you? See, God allowed things to happen your way. Why? Because all things work together for the good to them that love God, that are called according to his purpose. So what the enemy desires for your bad, God can turn around that same situation for your good. When they try to speak, like you remember the example in the word of God, that when the Balaam go curse God people, but then God used that same tongue, right? He turned it around when he tried to curse God people. He start blessing God people. See, God said he'll make your enemy your footstool. He said, I'm the one that created all things. I'm the one that see all things. I'm the one that give life and breathe life into man. And I can do all things today. Why? Because I am God today, and there is none other but me today. I can send my word. My word can change. My word can bring forth things into manifestation, and it can speak and bring forth healing. That same tongue, that word can pluck down, tear down, do whatever it please. Why? Because God is the one that sent forth that word. Now, Satan came against David. I mean, I read this Bible before, but to this morning, it still does. He provoked him to do something. What's provoking you today? Can you recognize the warfare you are in? Something is provoking you to do and say what you do. Just do you think someone just wake up in the morning and say, oh, I just feel like robbing the bank today? No. No. An evil spirit enter in and provoke them to do it. Don't you see people do some crazy stuff, and then all of a sudden, when the police around them, their eyes come to light. Yeah. Why? Because he was blinding them. He was controlling them. And then when they're in hot water, he leave you just like that. Isn't that just like the devil? It's just like the devil. So today, remember now, when we talk about the tongue, recognize what is going on. Pay attention to what's going on. Know today that the battle does not belong to you. It is the Lord. And he will teach you how to fight that battle. He will teach your hands how to war. He will teach you how to pray. He will show you how you can be the overcomer in that situation. We're still talking about that tongue because, you know what, the thoughts that come forth in people, life and death is in the power, right? Life and death is in you, right? Through your mouth, what you speak, right? But then what happened when the enemy fooled the person? What about when you're walking in the spirit of stubbornness, when you're walking in selfishness? What about those things? Anger, strife, jealousy. What about those things? What is provoking you to do what you do? People don't want to believe. We have an adversary. He goes to and fro seeking who he may devour. Because according to Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 11, tells us, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. If he did not couldn't do some damage, it would not be in the word of God for us to put on the whole armor of God. He will not tell you not to put on the whole armor. He let you know you're going to go through a war and you need to be dressed for this war, because if you don't put the helmet of salvation on you, if you don't put the helmet on your mind will be going like a train back and forth. It will be nonstop. And if he didn't tell you to put on the breastplate of righteousness, why? Because you got to guard your heart. You got to guard yourself. You got to put on the word of God. You got to even put on, even your feet has to be shown with the preparation of peace. You know that God tells us to gird our loins with what? The thing of truth, right? And the sword of this, the sword, right, is the word of God. In order to be an overcomer, you got to use God's word. You ever hear, I had to tell my sister this one thing, and I tell you, you know what, when someone was acting up in her faith and they carrying on, I said, girl, you better recognize who is speaking through that person. Right. There ain't nothing but the demonic force. And you know what? Don't deal with that demonic force. You call that person and say, who God said there? Hey, prophetess, what's going on? Prophetess. When she used that word like I told her today, say, prophetess, the person just snapped out of it. Why? Because you got to call them who God say they are, not what they manifesting right now, because the enemy don't care. When you call them who God say they are, I bet you they waking them up. Why? Because they're going forth in a slumber of sleep. He's messing with their mind. He's messing with their emotion. He's messing with them, and they don't even understand that they're in a war. So if Satan came against David like that, and even Joab knew. He knew something was wrong. He knew it wasn't of God. But you know what? God always have a way of escape. God always have something. He always have something. And then the word, what God had compassion, right? Compassion came forth. They had, you know, they had to start repenting when they realized. They had to repent. And God allowed David. David had to do what? Some offering of, because he realized that he's the one that caused this thing. Any other time, he obeyed what God tell him to do. Any other time, he do what the word says. He always done what God called him to do. But this time, when Satan came up against him, he walked into it. So if it's in the word, it let us know that we too going to come up against things that we cannot understand. We just don't know why. We need some answer from the Lord. God, I need some answer. I will be just like Jacob. I will not move from this place. I need you to reveal to me. I need you to open my eyes. What's going on? These are all words. Why? Because you need an answer for the situation that you're in. God, I know you can come through. You have done it before. You are not like man, Father God, and you have to use that word and just talk to him. And remember now that little tongue, now you speaking that word around you and you speaking that thing. And you know, sometimes we do get upset. Now it's okay to get upset, but you know what, push some more and be persistent and say, you know what, God, I will not let you go until the answer comes. I need to know. I need an answer from you. Can you imagine when people were dropping all around David, when he saw the mess, thousands and thousands of people? My God, when you see how you make such a big mess up and so many people get damaged and hurt and things like that, David had to repent to God. He had to come to himself and realize that, not because I'm in this, who I am, that I am the King David. There's a higher power than me at work right here. I'm nothing but a little ant in his sight. I am nothing, like just like the flowers. One day is here and the next day is gone. He's the one that breathed the life into me. When you realize that without God you are nothing, you're insignificant without God. He gave us dominion and power over the power of the enemy. But you know what? You cannot come up against God today. He is who he say he is today. So when people come and trying to put their little word curse on you, you know what? You just call the fire of God down upon them, which is the anointing of the Holy Spirit to go in and to and fro and sweep through everything that is not like God today. We have to call on the power of God. Why? Because he said he'll give his angel charge over thee to keep thee in all thy way. So we have to remember the word of God. Use the word of God today. And I tell you, there's so many things going on the job today. It's like warfare are going on. Warfare is going on. But you know what? I thank God for the word. When you get teaching to know that, recognize when you're in a war, and when you're in a war, how to be still in front of the enemy. Oh my goodness, because the book of Psalms tell us about that, right? That when we're in front of our enemy, which is Psalms 39 verse 1, says, I said I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. And Psalms 35 verse 20, it says, and my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day, Lord. So when you're in a warfare, Psalms 39 verse 1 says, I will take heed to my way, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. The one that wants to get you to be fired off that job, the one that trying to do that trap for you while you're in front of your what? The wicked one, right, is before me. I will bridle my tongue. Why? Because if I bridle my tongue, you don't know what I'm thinking. You don't know what's next. But when I get foolish now, because you're foolish, you start running your mouth. You just don't know who you're messing with. No, you know what? Let them find out there's somebody bigger than who they think they are. Let God fight the battle just for you. So hold your mouth. Bridle your tongue. I know it's hard to do. I know it burns you up so much that tears coming down your eye. You can feel the choo-choo train on the inside of you fuming. You know that train, like old time with that steam coming up. Oh, you can feel all that steam coming up, and it's showing the Holy Ghost fire burning on the inside of you. Your hand is itching because you want to do damage. But you know what? They that wait upon the Lord, my God, wait on God today. He's the one working it out just for you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'm bringing you through this storm for a reason. I'm bringing you through for a reason. I'm letting them know that I am God and there is none other but me. Let them do what they think they'll do. Why? Because while I'm in front of the wicked, I got to keep my mouth shut.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Got to keep my mouth. That tongue.
Thank you,
that tongue. I tell you, this been going on. I mean, I tell you, my one of the twins, I tell you, God is sure teaching her. He's teaching her real well. My. I tell you. And then when I tell you, and you know what? When they come before you, say, oh, hi. You you say hi. I say, oh, girl, one thing I tell you, I love that you smile at everything. Keep that smile going on, girl. Keep that smile going on. They do this and they do that to provoke you, right? But you know what? Don't give, let them be the victorious over what they trying to do, because God put you in a place. Let God send another word to let you know it's time for you to leave. But when God putting you through the test and the trial, you stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And I tell you, God is so good. God will turn things around for the other one now.
Yeah.
But I tell you, they're all thinking it's one thing, but I tell you, God will, when people try to set you up, they are the one. The trap that they set for you, they fall in the trap themselves. But you know what? That's a mighty, mighty good God, I tell you. That is a God that cannot fail. He is God and he never fails. So we're still using the word with the tongue, right? Because he's teaching me how to bridle my mouth, right? He's teaching me not to say anything. He's teaching me to keep my eyes on him. He's teaching me to hear only good things and salute the divinity of God in the person, because I'm the one that probably need to work on. See, we're saying the person, but don't you know there's a lot of time it's you he's working on. He's working on you. He's getting rid of your attitude, your itching, your whatever you may be. Sometimes we think it's the other person, but what it is, he's showing you that for work to work on you. So allow God to do the work in you today. Allow him to teach you patience. Oh my God. Let patience have her perfect work. Oh my goodness. Let patience have her perfect work, because you need patience in this war. You need patience how to endure. You need to know how to endure hardship as a good soldier. Oh my goodness. I tell you, this God is so good, y'all. God is so good. God is so good. So we're still talking about the tongue, because you know what? The enemy don't care who he use. He don't care. And people that come your way, the enemy send them. And you have to really, I tell you, you have to really say, who sends you now? And you, a lot of time, sometimes it's people that you're close to, but you still have to recognize and just start praying. Don't jump in the fire, start arguing, but start recognizing what spirit it is and just cast it down. You don't even have to say it out loud. You can just say, I release the spirit of peace right now. Oh, I release the spirit of peace right now. I release the spirit of peace right now. Why? Because he's letting you know that you are in a warfare. And you have to put on the whole armor. If you don't put on the whole armor, he'll devour you, because that's what he wants to do. He wants to tear you up. He wants you to turn your back on God. But remember today, when Satan provoked David to do something that was contrary to the word of God, God had to have mercy on David and the rest of the people. Now, some people lost their life now. They lost their life now. So, you know what? You want to make sure when things start happening, like lightning striking, like in right now in Florida, we got to pay attention to that lightning, man. When God says stay indoors, you better stay indoors. Because you know what? You know what? When that lightning flashes, you don't know where it's going. So just like that natural lightning, when things start happening, you want to be in the right place that God has put you, right? So remember today, honor God in everything that you do and you say. Remember to always have a repentant heart. Don't always be quick to say, well, you're wrong. You know what? Because God will let you say, tell the person, I'm sorry. Even though if you look at it, you really are, you know, think, but it's not a matter of right or wrong. He wants you to what? Close up the gap. Work things out. That's what God wants us to do. And you know what? Just remember that God wants us to speak life, and no, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You are an overcomer today. Remember now, principalities and powers. And then when you read, if you want to read in First Chronicles, the 22nd chapter, it talks about they were dealing with giants, y'all. And the giants have how many fingers, and they're tall. And these were some mighty strongholds, some, you know, like Saul relatives, some strong giants. And know that David battled through all that. God gave him the victory through all those trials, all those tests. Think about those giants in your life, right, that God had brought you through, all them giants that you have to overcome, all them obstacles you have to overcome, and now you're into the place now. God can still do the same thing. So remember, what it took for you to make it in the past, it's going to take that same thing for you to make it even right now. So remember to put God first, and don't allow the enemy to incite you or to give rise to cause you to stir up the pot. Remember now,
right.
I always say this, I believe this, when there's a bunch of confusion, get the parties together and find out the real deal. And you know what? You know what? When you do that, right, the one that is lying, they could say, I didn't do it, but you could tell from their eyes. You can tell. Let God reign. And, you know, it shuts a lot of things. It'll shut the enemy in what he's trying to do. So remember today, don't allow the enemy to provoke you to do something you shouldn't do. Remember,
amen.
Be blessed and know that with Jesus, you can do all things. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I tell you, that is an awesome word today, coming from Bishop Porter and coming from Pastor Sharon. I trust and believe that you received the word that came forth today, and use your tongue today to bless and not curse. Use your tongue today to speak life and not death. I tell you, we serve an awesome God, and know that nothing is too hard for him. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit. And listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. It is definitely some awesome listening. And if you miss any part of this broadcast, go ahead and go to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to this segment over again. I tell you, it is awesome listening. Tune in tomorrow night at 11 p.m. to the Wailing Walls Prayer Line. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's tomorrow night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. And laugh today and know that God loves you. He loves you. It doesn't matter what you may be going through at this present time. No matter how much they lie on you, scandalize your name, know that you serve an awesome God, and he will and shall fight your battles as long as you give it to him. So today, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray,
Let God.
Let God.
He can handle it all. Yes,